Hola.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm going to give opinion research on behalf of our client, Hi. The International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
30 years.
Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
PCC.
Thank you, sir. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, apprentice, journey-level mechanic, or foreman?
Oh, journey.
Thank you. Yes or no, are you currently working on other trade?
No.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work over the past 12 months, if any?
No.
Thank you. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And have you seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer, more, or about the same number of construction projects that there was this time last year?
Maybe the same.
Okay. And what about the union construction projects? Would you say there is more, there's less, or about the same?
Between the same and less.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
Say it again?
Yes. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yeah.
Okay, and the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through a federal government or through your state or local government?
Local government.
Thank you, sir. Generally, about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Better.
Thank you. And thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about of the job? Would you say unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real concern?
That's air quality.
Thank you, sir. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 2 months?
Yes.
Thank you. And it was in person or online?
In person.
Thank you, sir. And have you participated in a union organizing in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay, and what about political canvassing?
No.
And a picketing?
Huh?
Did you participate on a picketing in the last 12 months?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you, sir. And just changing subject, please rank the following first from the one you are most likely to get your news, from the one you are less likely to get your news. The options are friends and neighbors, the internet, social media, radio, local TV news, cable news, or newspaper. Could you rank that from the first to the fifth? in your preference?
News, online,
mm-hmm.
newspaper,
mm-hmm.
I think all those three, also TV, and online and newspaper, that's all. I don't listen to radio.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Which of the following issues mattered most to you right now? Could be the jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, the education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else? Which is the issue that matters most to you right now?
Support the labor union.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, okay. The Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. And sorry, would you I'm say sorry. That you heard a lot about it?
Yeah. I know that. Yeah. On the meeting, okay. We heard a lot about that. Yeah. Sometimes
okay.
when at the meeting is a political commentator kind over there, they always talk about bacon and Davis and Bacon.
Okay. And would you say, sir, that it's not important, not so important, or somewhat important, or very important, that the federal elected officials support the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, it's very important.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrat. I don't think the Republican support.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, so also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the GM, Ford, and Stellantis companies, or the United Auto Workers?
The Auto Workers.
Thank you, sir. And at this moment, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president overall?
I approve.
Okay, and would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strong.
Okay, and what about the job he has done with the healthcare? Would you approve or disapprove?
Yeah, I approve.
And what about immigration?
Oh, it's okay so far. I approve.
Okay. And what about the job that has done with the economy? Would you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Thank you, sir. The support for labor unions, would you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I don't approve.
And would you say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? You're certain to vote, probably vote? Or...
Yes. No, I vote. I will vote. Definitely.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you, sir. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And what about the international union effectiveness? Would you say that it's excellent, good, just fair, or
excellent.
Poor?
Excellent.
Thank you, sir. And how could the union best improve its representation and service, in your opinion?
Maybe doing more, sending more information.
Okay. And information about any specific
about the,
topic?
Yeah, about the work and the economy.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And what is the most important issue that the union should be working for the rest of this year?
Getting more contractors to sign out from the, with the union.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is the email, job site, union meetings, mail, or text messages?
And union, all of them, all of them.
All of them, okay.
All of them is important, yeah.
But if you have to select one, which will be the first one?
Email, maybe letter.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates? Would you say never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times for the year?
Oh, maybe a couple times a year.
Thank you. I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. We're almost done with the survey, so thank you so much for your time. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat? Thank you, sir. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Yellow.
Say again?
Yeah, just to make sure we have a representative sample. What is your race?
Oh, Latino.
Thank you so much, sir. And just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Francisco.
Thank you so much. We conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your kindness helping me with this question, sir. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Okay.
Well, I remember that I was supposed to be able to...